Okay, welcome to yet another week to have beautiful conversations on radio. My name is Constance Mega. Welcome to the sunny side. Of course, I like to call it the easy side, the bright side. It's the part or the side where we have conversations that may focus on the philosophical, ethical, psychological, or even scientific aspects. All right, so welcome on board. Now, we will have a conversation on something that I believe a good number of people are involved in. And then you'll get to find out what exactly it is I'm talking about. So let's talk. It's actually the first month of the year. And of course, as we all know, many churches hold fasting and praying. Some go for maybe 7 days, some for 14 days, and others mostly for 21 days. And some others for the entire month or even into the new month of February. Now, some say it's a time set aside to hear from God, you know, to get direction on how to carry out their activities for the year, what to do within the year, all right? How to engage in the activities they have for the year. So more like it's time set aside to hear from God, all right? And then I actually ask myself when I hear stuff like this, does it mean God only speaks to people when they fast? Or is it that it has to be in January, you know, that this fasting has to happen, this fasting and praying has to happen for God to actually give the direction? Right? How about December? I mean, that's the last day of the previous year. How about we do this fast in December? And that way, get direction for the coming year. Instead of making January look as if it's the sacrificial lamb, the time that we're not really focused on getting all productive, we're not putting in all the energy, you know, into the work of our hands, into the labor that we have. How about we do it in December and get this direction for the new year so that by the time we get into January, right, we're already set to run. But hey, well, you know what they say, time waits for no man. I don't know if everybody believes that though. Now, there are some other churches that call it January to please God. And when I also hear stuff like this, I also wonder, why January? Why not December to please God? Why not any month at all to please God? Or even June to please God? You know, it rhymes, June, please, right? All right, that's just for me to joke a little bit. Now, in very simple terms, if we're looking at the meaning of fasting, it is the act or practice of abstaining from or eating very little food. Now, without adding all the spirituality to it, that is just what fasting means. Okay? Now, we also have people who do not limit their fasting to a period of abstinence from food. Okay? So they go ahead to abstain from activities of pleasure or limit their interaction with other people. So they actually go to maybe a secluded place to hold their fasting and or to just pray. They might eat, but they're away from people. So they maybe go to a hotel or anywhere, and that's where they hold their fast. All right? Now, regardless of what your pastor or your church leader may have told you that is the reason for the fasting and praying that you guys are indulging in this period. Now, my question is to you, who is taking part in the fasting and the praying. All right? What is your personal reason for doing it? Do you even have a personal reason for doing it? Have you ever even sat down to think or to ask yourself, why am I doing this? Why should I join in the fast and praying? Why should I be a part of what they are doing? Why should I indulge in this religious activity right now? Is it even a religious activity? Or is it beyond religious activity? Yeah, but Okay, let's not delve into that. It's just the questions you'll be answering anyway. It's what I want to hear from you. All right. Now, another question I'm asking is, what do people gain from fasting and praying? Like, really, what do people gain? After I've spent the entire month or 14 weeks or whatever number of days or weeks depriving myself of eating as much as I would love to eat and having a good time as much as I would love to have a good time, what exactly am I taking home? Like, what am I going to gain from all these? So what exactly does a person gain from fasting and praying? If you have the answers, yeah, we'll talk. And then I'm also looking at this part now. Are children also made to fast? Because the people fasting, or the people calling for the fast, the pastors, the apostles, and generally the clergymen, they are adults, and a good number of them are married. They've got children, all right? And some of these children are still in primary school, some in nursery. So I'm thinking, are they also involved in the fasting? Do children fast? As a parent, do you get your children to involve in fasting? Do they even know what a fasting is? Do they even know what it means to fast? Now, if you get your children to fast and they have no idea why they are fasting, doesn't it amount to some form of child abuse? Yeah, because you are depriving a child of food. They have the right to eat. And you're saying, we're fasting. And for no just cause, as far as the child is concerned, you're starving them until whenever. All right. So these are the questions we will be answering in the course of this conversation this afternoon. All right. Just a quick reminder now. I have commercials coming through. All right. It's still the sunny side right here on 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm sure you're ready to have this conversation with me. Yeah, I know. I'll be right back.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the sunny side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the sunny side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
Okay, so it's time I get to hear from you. Why do you engage in fasting and praying in January? Whether you call it fasting, or sorry, January to please God or anything. Why do you? Don't tell me, oh, well, some people fast because, Your answer has to be personal. Why do you indulge in it? Probably it's something you did in the past and you no longer do. All right. Back then when you did it, what was the purpose for it? If it's something you just started doing, why are you doing it? All right, let's talk. The numbers are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0002, and 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003. Send me messages via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416.
Hello.
The sunny side, you're welcome. What's your name?
Prince. Father George.
All right, Prince, go on.
Yes, January. Yes. After all the killing of the chicken, killing of the goats, all the fried rice and chicken we took in December, time without number, without restricting ourselves to time of eating, January is a period where we have to allow the digestive system to rest a little. And when we do that, it has health benefits. I do it because after all the indulgence in December, especially has to do with food and drink, January is a period where I have to calm the system, the body down. And of course, it brings me closer to my God. It's a time of intimacy, a time of intimacy to remind myself that God is the beginning of every affairs of man. So when in January I commit myself into fasting, all I'm reminding myself is I'm doing that which in line with my religious injunction as a Christian, but like the Bible says that we should fast without ceasing. Committing all that I have to do from January to December into the hands of God. Of course, that's not the only period we should fast. I also fast in between the year, from January, maybe midweek, or sometimes quarterly, mid-year, and then, of course, even in December. But for a start, the period of commitment, intimacy, reminding myself that I'm submitting all to the Alpha and Omega. And, of course, I get insights. When I fast, my dreams come clearer. When I fast, I come into a period, a state of super reflection. It's a period of cleansing. It's a period of focusing. It's a period of putting forward an agenda, reminding myself that it's only God that can make it happen. So I fast, and I have a partner like God to take me through whatever resolutions I'm putting forward for the year.
All right. So my question again is, how come this cannot happen in December? Hold on. January is coming. A new year is ahead of you. And this is the last month of the year. Isn't it better to have this whole communion focus and everything you call it in December, so that by January, you're running with whatever clarity you have received for the coming year?
Okay. Like I just said, the period of celebration of the Battle of Christ comes with food, sharing of gifts, jubilation, and all that excitement. One would not really be focused. That's number one.
Okay, and so you're saying that you can't be focused when you're eating and celebrating?
Corporately. For my family, I do the fasting, but not as directed by a church. Corporate fasting. December period, a lot of people travel. If you go to most churches, you will see very few persons. So when we come back, you know, you see the church is full. That kind of corporate fasting gets more, I don't know how to put it, I cannot use the word, a bad wagon effect, but when the church is complete and full, everyone has returned. So thank God as a church, because even the church has a place in coordinating all of these fasting activities. When you fast like that in a corporate setting, there are prayer points that are put forward. And you just mentioned something about minors getting involved.
Yeah, children.
In most churches, like in my own church, they warn, if you're pregnant, if you have a health condition, don't get involved. And do as much as your strength can carry you. Some do from 6 in the morning till 9, they say to 12, 3 p.m. and 6. Don't do what your body cannot carry in terms of fasting. It's not a force, it's not a must. That is it.
All right. He was still talking. Apologies.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, you're welcome. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Chimbroma.
All right, Chimbroma, I'm listening. Do you indulge in fasting and praying in January?
Fast and pray.
Say what?
Bible says we should fast and pray.
In January?
It depends on the time you choose.
No, okay, my focus this afternoon is on the January fast, because it's like every church, I said it's like, I'm sure it's not every church that's holding the January fast, but it's almost like a thing in January. Most churches are holding fasting and praying. So that's why I'm asking, is it in January that the Bible says we should do the fasting and praying?
No, Bible never says we should fast in January, but in our own discretion, if we have chosen January to be the preferred time to start the year with fasting and prayer, I don't think there's anything wrong in it.
Okay, so Chimbroma, tell me, why do you fast and pray in January?
Why I would like to fast and pray is that I have to begin the year with God.
So all this while you have not been with God?
You understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
To fence me, to build down my, Bible says, as a mountain surround Jerusalem, that is how God will guide the people. So I want to surround my own Jerusalem with mountains, you understand what I'm saying?
I'm still not following. You're talking about mountain and you're talking about God at the same time. I don't understand.
So
break it down for me.
The year with a proper security with God. You know, God is the perfect security everyone needs. So, you ask whether should children fast?
You've not finished telling me why you are involving yourself in the fast. So at the end of the day, what do you gain from the fast and the prayer?
Yes, what I gain is that God will walk with me from the beginning of the year. Hello?
Hey, I'm listening.
I don't know whether you understand. I want to fully sink myself in God from the beginning of the year to the end of it.
Okay, so does that mean that you're still doing the fasting and praying throughout the year?
Sure, I will continue. But beginning the year with God in prayer and fasting is a perfect decision. I think it's a perfect decision.
Okay, so do you actually, Chimbroma, hold on. Do you start on the 1st of January? Because you're talking about beginning the year with God, and I'm sure the year starts on the 1st of January. So do you start on the 1st of January?
No, the last fest, now everybody was celebrating now. You ate rice now.
Chibroma, we're not asking you. I'm asking you. You're the one who said you're starting the year.
So for the fact that I did not start the fasting on the 1st of January, doesn't mean I wouldn't start chasing you.
Okay, so when exactly do you start? When do you start normally?
I started on the 3rd.
So first day of the year went by, second day of the year went by, and it was on the 3rd day you started to remember that there is a God that should guide you and lead you and give you direction for the year.
But third is still an early part of the year also. Third is not late. So let me tell you, you were asking if children should also fast.
Yes.
It depends on the exigency of the moment too. Because you know the story of Jonah. Jonah went to the city of Nineveh and told the nation what God had in mind, what God intended to do against them. And the fasting even went to their beast. Their king said nobody should eat. They have to pray and fast and ask God to forgive. I don't know whether you understand, to forgive.
You're talking about Nineveh.
So if you are fasting, you should fast with understanding. That is why it's good to teach our children the ways of God. Teach them whatever they want to do, they should do it with understanding. You understand what I'm saying?
Hello? All the while I've said I don't understand, you're not even trying to clarify me, but it's all good. It's okay.
No, wait now.
Okay, I'm here.
If children should fast, it depends on what you people are targeting. It depends on what you are aiming at. That is why children should be involved. If not, it's good to teach the children how to fast and pray.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
My name is Chimbroma.
All right. Thank you. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Constance Mega. You are welcome to the Sunny Side. My name is the Radio Governor, Barry Giado. I'm calling you right now from Adaj, close to the governor's house.
All right. Well, welcome, Giado.
Thank you. You're talking about fasting, right?
Yeah, fasting and praying. And I'm asking a personal question. First of all, do you indulge in fasting and praying in January?
I don't believe in fasting. I believe in praying.
Okay, so
yes.
Basically you have no business calling me. Okay, let's go back again. I really want to understand what you're saying. You don't believe in fasting, but you believe in praying. In January, is it?
Yes. Both January, December, February, I believe in praying, not fasting.
Okay.
I go to fast now. I'm going to fast. What am I fasting for? I don't believe in fasting constantly.
Well, why don't you believe in fasting?
That's just me. I don't just believe in it. I don't just believe in it. I believe in God. I don't believe in fasting.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. The numbers again, 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. And I'm asking you, why do you indulge in fasting and praying in January, the beginning of the year? Welcome on board. What's your name?
Hello. I'm David. Don't see me by name.
All right, David. I'm listening.
Okay, why do you engage in fast in January. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I'm listening.
Okay. January is a month of just getting closer to God. Then December time is a month of celebration. So I indulge myself in fast in January. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Not yet. We will get to the part where I get to understand you. Just keep talking. I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm listening for now until we get to the part where I have to understand you. But I'm still listening. Yeah.
Now, why I'm using it is, number one, I just have to communicate with God. Most like now, I'm on fasting. I've been fasting to God because I know what I want this year. I know what I want this month. So that's why I'm always like, for once it's January, I take that month as a month of fasting.
Okay, so if this fast doesn't happen in January, does it mean that you're going to have a not so good year?
No, like I do fast in January. Aside the month, I do fast on January 1st. Then other months I can fast. Why I don't fast December? Because December is a month of celebration for me.
Okay, so let me get this. I want to understand something, yeah? In December and in January, what exactly is the difference when it comes to dedicating yourself to God? Is that what you said you're doing in January as well? Or dedicating your year to God? Right. What is the difference between December and January? Why can't you do it in December amidst your celebration? What is wrong with dedicating the next year to God while you are celebrating?
Okay, now let's just see in the Bible now. They said we are actually celebrating Jesus, the birth of Jesus Christ when? December, right? December 25th, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, at that month, that's when we celebrate of everything, or how Christ was born. And after then, now, let's see. When Jesus Christ, when did he kill him? So it was in the Easter. Huh?
Sorry, could you say that again? Yeah. I didn't hear that last part. What did you say?
Okay, well, they crucified Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. It was in the Easter, right?
I'm listening. Go
that
on.
That's the New Year. So now, in the month of December, we see it as a celebration month. When once you're done with here, then Jesus Christ, when I'm giving birth to him, he has to start moving and everything. At the end, the Easter, he died. So January, you have to communicate yourself with God. You have to soak yourself with God after the celebration is over.
Okay, let's come back to my question again. All right, my question is this: what is wrong with soaking yourself in God, like you said, while you are celebrating? I don't know if you're familiar with the parts of the Bible where it says, with prayer and thanksgiving, present your request to God. And of course, December is a time of thanksgiving, like you said, celebration. So why can't you do it that time? Why do you have to wait till January to soak yourself in God?
They say they have what they call sow and reap. Now, when you sow throughout the January, what you sow January, that's what you enjoy in December.
Seriously?
I'm just giving a simple example.
Well, hold on. Like, are we still talking about spiritual stuff here, or are we going all physical right now? Like, what you sow in January is what you eat in December. Is that how it works for you? So all through the year, you are just waiting for December harvest. Is that it?
No, if you're saying in time of harvest, it is so Thanksgiving. Now, when you're going into that, whatever you're doing in your Thanksgiving time, what you appreciate as you give to God. In terms of Thanksgiving, like, oh God, this is what I've been having all through. You see what they say, pay the tithe. At the end of the month, you pay your tithe. That's how it is. At the end of the year, you're like, okay, God, this is what I have. That's what they said, it's a little bit.
All right, thank you so much for calling.
Okay, then, certainly the children's side again.
Oh, okay.
Now, when I was still a little boy, my mom always told me I should fast. But she would give me the reason why I'm fasting. You don't just tell the child, go and fast.
Mm.
like the way you were saying, you said, why will the children just pass? But the parents need to like tell, okay, even if it's a 6-6, the parents are saying, okay, since you look at the baby level, you're like, okay, pass from 6-10, 6-12. Don't know if you're understanding it.
Okay.
You don't need to tell the baby, like, go and pass 6-6. You give them the reason why they are passing. You're building up their spirit. It's a start to build up the spirit.
And you think a child would understand that?
Yes, due to the way you are close to your children, they will. Unlike me, that's how I was being grown.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
All right. The Sunny Side, what's your name?
Hello. Good afternoon, Madam Constance.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
It's Wala Kingsley Kelechi.
All right, welcome, Wala.
My reason is that the thing I requested now, that you people should ratify my WhatsApp line so that I can be able to communicate through WhatsApp. Hello.
Okay, Kingsley. Was there something? Okay, hold on. Something I actually failed to ask you that last time. Was there something that happened before your line was cut off from WhatsApp or something?
I sent a message,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know. I sent a message. I've been sending message through that WhatsApp line. But that day I sent a message, but it wasn't a bad message. But I cannot access your WhatsApp anymore.
Oh my goodness. He said it wasn't a bad message. All right, yes. Kingsley Mwala. But I'm sure that for whatever reason you were blocked from the WhatsApp line, you must have goofed. I'm sure. Maybe. Just give them some time.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Hello.
Mr. Zion. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Zion.
Let me expose some secrets about January.
Okay.
And this might be the first time for some people under this atmosphere to understand the meaning of January fasting. Sit tight. The word January is not truly an English word. It's a coined word. Janus, a Roman word. A Roman word, which means a door. A door. Now, the Romans are the ones that number this calendar for us that we are using now to a large extent. Now, if you also look at it, that word Janus is a Roman god which has two faces, the good and the bad, which means a door. Okay, what is that? Now, there is a door for you. The Bible says that an effectual door has been opened unto you. You just enter like that. You must seek the face of the one that opened this door for you. This year, I want to enter. What do I want? You have to provoke every provocation so that when you get into the year, you see what we should provoke. Happy New Year. Do you think it's madness for the whole world to celebrate? Consider it. The whole world is celebrating it. The moment is 12 o'clock. Fireworks, this, that. Even people that were sleeping before, they will tap them up. Happy New Year. Happy this, that. Have you considered the implication of that? We are entering into another year. The door has been opened in January. Janus, a door. You don't know how many rooms, how many windows that may be there later. Are you also aware that some people plan to sail through, some died that January 1st? That prayer or that fasting, even in some countries, their animals are fasting. Nobody will eat. Children must fast. for them to seek the face of God. As for me and my household, children fast, and we have our prayer points. Number one, help us to forgive those that will offend us along the line. Protect us as we are going out and when we'll be coming back. Deliver us from the hands of the evil ones that are flying every day. Deliver us from accusations. Are you not aware some children were going to school, they kidnapped them? Some, they kidnap them and they refuse and say, don't touch this one. Go and ask the covenant of that family upon that child. See, there are spiritual things that this present generation are not even aware. They thought everything is social media. That's how when they wake up in the middle of the night, the first thing they do is to go and pick up their phone.
Okay, Mr. Zion, before we start talking about the entire generation, all right, the conversation today, I actually wanted to make it personal, all right? Let's not talk about other people. Now, this is my question, Mr. Zion. Mr. Zion.
Yes.
All right. So you said when it comes to the January fasting and praying, the idea, the first thing you said was more like, it wasn't the first thing you said, but you said it's the door that God has opened this year that I'm about to enter. So you're seeking the face of God for the year that you're about to enter.
Of course.
But you are already in the year, January, before you started seeking the face of God, for the year you're about to enter, which you are already in.
Most of us, we're not privileged to be together. Either work took us away, businesses. That opportunity to come together as one family to do it was not there.
Okay, so it has to be done together as one family?
It has to be done together as a family. And look at, why did they give holiday after the Christmas, New Year? I'm sorry. After the January 2nd, they still give an extra holiday somewhere. Were you aware in this country? Those from the other side that understood that holiday, they came together. It was after that holiday, they started traveling back.
See? Okay, now, something else that you actually mentioned as you were talking, you went, oh, some people died on January 1 or December 31st or whatever. And then, does it mean that people who die, they die because they've done something wrong or because they were not listening to God or they were not focused on God? So if someone eventually dies, it means they were not protected. That's why they died.
Any death that doesn't meet you when you are sleeping, something is wrong.
Seriously, even when a baby sleeps and dies, it's a good thing.
Every death that is acceptable, you must meet you at your sleeping bed. Or at that point, you can no longer stand up. That's maybe we'll not call it you are sick. You are not sick. But the time has come, and the only way you can accept it is to paralyze your veins so that you don't escape your purpose on earth. And you don't run away from your calling. You must lie down on your bed, address your family, or address your children. Number one.
Okay, Mr. Zion, you're actually referring to an adult. You are aware that children also die, teenagers die, youths die, right?
How did they die?
So that's why I'm asking. That's why I'm asking. So does it mean that if somebody dies...
Some of them were caught on the crossfire. Bullets hit them. Some vehicles on that night, they were using their vehicle to be driving up and down at the goat accident. That is demonic. That is anybody that died any death outside being sleeping on your bed or you are lying down is demonic.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Zion.
So
we can continue this conversation.
The person is not fully consulted or the person was not protected. The fasting is necessary. Let me stop here, Mr. Zion.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Zion. You know, the way Mr. Zion actually went, right? I'm just thinking now, for someone who maybe... I'm just trying to put myself in the shoes of those of them who were not Jesus' disciples then. And you hear that this guy who has been all over the place, healing people, doing this and that. And he was killed the same way criminals were killed. Wouldn't you think it was demonic of him to have died the way he died? I mean, he was actually killed alongside two other criminals. So... we could actually say he also died that way. But his people were the ones who knew that, I don't even know if they knew, probably they later got the understanding later on. But those of us who are at this time, when it has been taught, it has been explained to us why he had to die the way he died, we can now say, oh, okay, yes, he died for men, for the sins of men. That's why he died the way he died. But for someone who doesn't understand it, it looks like, in fact, it looks like it was a fake prophet. That's what it looks like. Because he couldn't save himself at the end of the day. That's what it really, literally, that's what it looks like. If you're telling me that people, if anybody dies without dying in their sleep or lying down when they die, then it's demonic. Oh, come on. Seriously? I'm just hearing this one for the first time. Ah. Okay, so back to the question, please. Let's not deviate. Why do you, please, it's not generally, it's not why do people indulge in fast. It's why do you, ask yourself, why do I indulge in fasting and praying in January? Because so far from what I've heard, it's more like we're presenting the year to God or soaking ourselves in God for the new year. How about you do this before you get into the new year? That's just my argument. I'm just looking for someone who will help me understand why we're not doing this in December. Or why we're not even doing it while we are celebrating. What is wrong with asking God for direction while you are happy? While you are eating? While you are celebrating with every other person? In the spirit of Thanksgiving, while you even have your December offerings, yeah, to give, is that not a good time to say, yes, yeah, so I've come with my Thanksgiving, or whatever. So, how far for the next year? Okay, I'm just thinking out loud. Let's see. One more call, and then we go on that break. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, one love. This is Angel Mike.
Oh, Angel Mike. You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, I just listened, you were talking about fasting on January. Am I right?
Yes, and I'm asking, if you indulge in it, why do you do so? What do you gain at the end of the day?
Yeah, you know, in a year, just like the first day of the week, it's a very crucial and important day for you. You are going to run a race of...
Okay, hold on, Angel Mike. You are telling me it is for me. No, I'm asking you, personally, on your own. Yes, what do you gain?
On my own. It's just for me to commit the year. Yes, I bring out, it's just like I'm paying my tithe. I'm bringing out 1 month out of the 12 months that God gave me to live, to choose to fast, if possible for me to fast throughout the month. At least I can do that to show my own sacrifice, my own a kind of grateful. You know,
your own sacrifice. What are you, why are you sacrificing? Why do you have to do a sacrifice?
I'm doing a sacrifice because I'm going a long race, just like every people like that have altar, like ritual people. They normally go there and do their sacrifice. Me, I'm serving and believing in God. So I'm asked to go and commit the year into the hands of God and say, God, out of this 12 months, I can't fast throughout the month, but I use this month to do as a sacrifice, my own tithe, 10% to sacrifice for God.
Okay, so I want to get this, all right?
Okay.
Is there anywhere in the Bible where it is stated that you should bring out 1 month, especially in the beginning of the year, to sacrifice your entire month to God?
See,
because I will need references.
It may be in the Bible or it may not be. This one is a personal understanding, a personal belief.
Okay.
Yes. Just like tithe being in the Bible, you're 10% out of it. So also you can do so also by sacrificing that 1 month for God.
So does it mean you're not going to work this January?
So as I'm talking to you, I'm on my duty post, but this month is a fasting month.